over with. But glad to be back on the show again for another week. Just want to announce the guest for tonight here. Just in a little bit, we're going to have Gabriel Bauman calling in to talk some MLB and Rays baseball. We're going to have also Sean Nearley at 10 talking NFL, and we're going to have Nicholas Lane at 9:20 to call in and talk a little bit of NBA playoffs. But just as I was mentioning, Gabriel Bauman calling in to talk Rays baseball. Guess what? He's on the line. So let's go to my man Gabriel Bauman on to talk some MLB and Rays baseball. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Are you watching the game any right now?
Actually, I'm not, man. I just walked in the house, so I haven't even turned the TV on.
You might want to turn it on because it's a home run battle.
Uh-oh.
Right now.
Who hitting the home runs for the Rays? That's all I really care about.
Dana Robinson just hit one, I think, for over center field wall, which is, I think, 400.
Okay.
His second home run, solo home run of the season.
All right. That's the young kid we got that that's coming up.
Oakland.
Yeah, from Oakland.
He's actually on the roster this year. Made opening day roster.
Well, that's good. He should have been. I thought maybe he should have been up late last season, but you know how the Rays do it. They like to preserve that time. So we got him now. Hopefully he can stay up, man. I know he's up. One of the main reasons he's up is because of injuries. So hopefully if he performs well enough and we get those injured guys back, they won't, push him back down. So it'd be nice to have him up. And that'll just give us some, that'll just give us some depth, some better depth on the team.
I'm going to go ahead and say this quote that Alex Conjure just said about him, actually. So you were saying he has this utility. Say, for instance, Lund goes out. The reason why Lund goes out is when we were at Toronto, they have a different turf than us. Miami has a different turf, so that hurt his feet.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why you're not seeing him play. And Daniel Robinson got to start at third tonight. Again, two nights in a row. Because we're home now.
Cool. Well, I think Longoria had that plantar fasciitis a couple of seasons ago. He was affected by that. He tried to play through it. And he actually did play through it. He sat out a few games, but for the most part, he played through it. And it's just one of those things where it's just a pain tolerance. And, hopefully it could get well enough to have him in the lineup. Because we need him. We need his bat.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually get to my first big point tonight is, and they were just showing this. I don't know if you were watching any of the game, but Fox Sports, Sun Sports was showing Boston and Baltimore and how the pitchers were throwing inside at, I guess, Manny Machado.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, and Mark Tompkins tweeted this, and I'm waiting in. I looked at reviews, and I don't know if you've seen the reviews, but they said Archer hit Batista on the inside. He threw inside to hit Batista. Tried to hit him.
I don't know, man. All these people throwing balls at each other. I know that's an unwritten rule, one of those unwritten rules in baseball. You want to protect your guys. But eventually, man, somebody going to get hurt really bad. I think they need to find another way to, police each other, because you throwing a baseball at somebody, and sometimes that baseball can get away and hit somebody in the head or, really injure somebody. So, it's going to keep happening because it's one of those it's been a long time unwritten rule. But, if you hit a guy, just make sure you hit him below the waist.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't know when Archer's supposed to pitch again, but I'm waiting to see what Toronto's going to react to it. If they're going to try to fake him, if Archer's going to try to fake Batista again, like they did on Sunday.
Well, up there. Archer is one of those pitchers who's not really afraid to throw inside. And Batista and some of those other guys, they like to crowd the plate. So if you're throwing inside against a guy who want to crowd the plate, then outside, you might come close to hitting him, or you might even hit him a few times because he's hanging out over the plate. So You, hey, just like James Shields used to do, David Price, back them up. If they want to hang out over the plate, hey, as long as you throwing around the plate, it's a good pitch. You're not going out of your way to try to hit these guys on purpose.
Right. I mean, I agree with that, and I don't know who Toronto's going to throw it. I don't think it's going to be Sanchez. He just went under the table again.
Yeah.
So I don't know who we're going to – I mean, I don't know who we're going to see for Toronto this weekend because we play him Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well.
At home.
Hey, yeah, it'll just be a wait and see. You know, they like juggling race. You know, they like juggling those lineups with the sabermetrics. So they don't like to give away information too early. They want to keep it a surprise. You know, surprise.
The Rays did because Anderson goes tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, really?
Versus Miami at the top. He finished. NDC finishes out the series, and then we go to Archer, I think, or they may switch it for Erasmo, give starters a day off.
Okay. Is it one of these? Now, you usually don't get series like this where they do home, away, home. Let me ask you, what's the reason behind that? I mean, usually you just play a series in this one particular stadium, and now I understand they're close, so the travel time is really nothing. But
here's what I think it is I don't know what MLB's done. This is, and I'd like to investigate this. I'd like to ask some of these insiders what they say about this. But they did this last year too. The Rays, they played two in Miami, two here. Last year it was two at Tampa, two at Miami. They just want to give them a different ballpark feel.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Logan Morganson last night. I'll use him as an example. He used to play for Miami. He hit a home run. I don't know where it landed last night, but a night before they were showing that some guys jumped over into the hot tub and he caught the ball by him at Miami.
Oh, okay.
And this was, I think, Monday. This was Monday night. Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I dislike it. I just was wondering, you know, What was the logic behind it? Because it's up until maybe, I want to say, two years ago, I think, is when they started doing that, where they alternate. And it's cool.
I mean, we're going to see it in July and September when we go to Cubs first and then the Cubs come to us later.
Oh, so you're doing a 2-2 with the Cubs also?
No, 3-3.
3-3? Okay.
Yeah, we go there July 4th, so we come to July 4th, and then they come in sometime in mid-September, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on that schedule.
Oh, okay.
So we'll get to see them. We'll get to see Joe Maddon, Zobrist, and Chris Bryant, who I'm with. I like Chris Bryant hit a home run at the top.
Yeah, I might try to make sure I get to that series just to see that Cubs team in person, man. That's a good, really, really good team. And, they got some masters on that. They definitely can swing the bat. So our pigeon is going to have to be on point when they get in that series.
I mean, I'm thinking of flying up with the team to watch them play Chicago, see how their field is, because that's one of the oldest stadiums.
Yeah, is it over like 100 years old or something
Wrigley
like that? Wrigley Field.
Yeah. They just did upgrades to it this year.
Yeah, they finally put lights in the stadium so they could play at night a year or so ago. Yeah, a couple years ago, and I never knew that. You know, you watch the baseball, and you don't realize that the Cubs play all their games during the day, when everybody else play at night. I just never dawned on me that they didn't have stadium lights in the stadium.
Right, and I'm gonna go ahead and actually get to my next point is his bat swing of Batista. I really don't like the bat flip.
Yeah.
What do you think about this bat flip? I really don't like it.
I think it's a little over exaggerated. I feel like he's a little arrogant. I mean, I really don't like Batista. Great player. Can swing the bat with the best of them. But he's a little arrogant. Like I said, he's that guy who likes to crowd the plate, and if you throw too close to him, He started looking at the umpire. He's throwing at me, and then he get a hit and backflip every single time. I mean,
well, the reason why I mentioned the backflip is I don't know if any of the Colorado fans are listening. I don't know who the umpire crew is coming in, but when we first faced him, he did that one game, and I was doing score. I take these score sheets, and I do like the high school books too, but yeah. Individual.
Yeah.
And I tossed him after he did that backflip on the first pitch.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know what he's. If I was the umpire, I would have tossed that because I feel like it's embarrassing the Rays. I mean, the Rays don't do anything, any backflip like that.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. He just do it to do it. He just do it to do it to get on the. To get under the player's skin. And to me, you backflip if you win a game, a big game, like a playoff game or, you know.
Or walk-off.
A walk-off or something like that. But you don't have to backflip on a home run in the first inning, dude. I mean, act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the reason why I don't like Toronto. And anyway, so.
Well. I'm going to get the next issue, and I don't know if you can help me on this, is their fans are very disrespectful. I know you work for Pinellas County, but when I saw them the first time this year, they were cutting Rays fans off. Like, they were booing us. They had, and I don't know what it is, but and NHL actually made a good comment about this. They said when they play Canadian teams, they don't even play the Canadian National Anthem. I don't think the Rays should either.
Oh, really?
Yes, I don't know who it was from the NHL, but they were talking about it. Which the anthem do you play? Do you play the American or the Canadian? I said American, because if you look at the Lightning, they play the American national anthem every single time.
Yeah.
No Canadian anthem. You I mean, what? I don't know if they do it for of... NBA and
football. I'm trying to think. I think NBA, when they play in Toronto, I think they do both. I'm not sure.
I mean, actually NBA expert. I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him. He would know. I'm going to ask him because that's funny. That's funny. I know the Canadian teams, when they play far as hockey, I've heard them play both. I don't know if they do it everywhere, but. I remember watching the Lightning game when they was playing in Canada, and they actually did both. They did the Canadian, you know, anthem, and then after that, they had somebody come and sing the U.S. national anthem. So it may vary. It may be because it was a playoff game. So I don't know if it's done often, but I've heard it. A few times where they did both.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not right. You know?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, they just...
I mean, we're neighbors in the continent. It's like, we're one big continent with them. So I would, if I was the Rays, just to play it safe. Because you never know what could happen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never really paid attention to it because I usually, if I'm at the game, I usually don't make it to hear it because I usually pull up like right when it's starting. And then right. If I'm watching the game, I usually don't watch it. I usually just turn to it right when they, you know, throw the first pitch. So,
well, see, that's like what I do is when I normally go to the games, I'm going to get off topic just for a couple seconds. Because right. I normally step outside so I can hear it. Because when you're in the crop, you cannot even hear it because all these fans are booing the U.S. anthem.
Yeah, that's a little, yeah. That's,
I don't know what security issue is at the crop, but they need to step it up a little fast, better. And I don't know if there's any MLB officials listening, but they need. Something needs to change. Either they need to go to the body scan.
And you know what's funny? Something. What's funny is those people live here. They're not traveling all the way from Canada just to watch the Blue Jays. They live here. So yeah. The fact that they're, you know, booing the anthem and you live here, I mean, come on, man. Really? What kind of person are you?
I know. I agree. I mean, let's get to some good Rays talk, actually, right now.
All
right. Who do you think that the Rays welcomed back for the first time, and he's a former Toronto player?
Former
Toronto. He was with Houston last year. Colby Rasmus. He just came off the DL.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He just came out?
He just came off the DL last night.
Okay, okay. That's a big... That's
we'll
a big...
See him, and he'll be in the big... He'll probably be in the lineup tomorrow. I don't know who Miami's pitching. Probably a righty-hander.
Yeah. Yeah, that, well, that's
so
a big...
He'll probably get his
that's a big...
DH tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a big pickup for them. Getting him back. I mean, he's going to provide something.
He's healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, look what he did in Double A. He doubled. I mean, I feel sad that we lost Smith. We sent Smith down to Triple A. He threw somebody out last night. First runner out.
Well, he's struggling a little bit at the plate. I mean, you kind of hit a log jam. You know, I like the kid because he provided us with some good defense. He had some nice speed running the bases. You kind of hit a log jam with all these outfielders, and you know, Corey Dickerson has been playing pretty good in the outfield the whole season. You're getting Rasmus back, so you know you're getting healthy, and it's just mainly a numbers game with him. At some point, he'll be called back up because the way these guys, for some reason, we just stay injured all the time, man. So he'll be back.
I mean, the other move, and this is surprising. I guess Mark Tompkins tweeted today that we have a kid who we just called up Double A for the first time. Jose Aldudillo, he's 21 years old, left-hander. He's pitched only above Double A. He just got called up to the MLB team today.
Wait, is he long relief, that setup guy?
No, he's going to be a lefty specialist.
Lefty specialist.
You remember we lost Cedeno?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to take Cedeno's spot in the bullpen. So Bark can go back to righties or lefties. So Cash can mix and match.
Yeah, they love to utilize that mix and match. So that's good.
I mean, according to what I'm hearing on Twitter, I don't know who's saying this, but they're saying Cedeno's probably going to have Tommy John. Well, he's done.
Yeah, if that's the case, yeah, he's done for this year and probably half of next season. If not longer, depending on how well he rehabs and recovers from it. You know, that's 12 to 18 months.
They're saying 36 now.
36?
Maybe less.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was talking to, and you probably know this kid, Seth McClellan, he had it. He said it took longer for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you remember Seth. He used to pitch for Rays and Milwaukee and Rangers. I was talking to him. I said, how long did it take? He said, very long. MLB, before they switched to their pregame show on Saturdays, used to do an MLB on Fox. And they went behind it, and they said 36 months.
Damn. That's a lot. Hey.
I mean, that's what I was... When I saw Alex Cobb's buddy, I don't know what his name is, but he said 36 months as well.
That's a long time. That's a long time, man.
But here's the good news, is we're above 500 now.
Well, that's a good thing.
I mean,
if we could play 500,
I'm happy now.
Yeah, I'm good. If we could play 500 baseball, eventually. You know, every team has that little spurt in them where they go on like a four, six, eight game winning streak. And if you could just keep maintaining 500 and then at some point you hit a little spurt where you win a few in a row, I'm good with that. I mean, it's a process. I'm not expecting them to do anything special this season. I just want to see the team compete and want to see the team do well. So just make steps.
Now, here's a question for you. I know y'all just did this with the NFL draft. Are we covering the MLB draft?
You know, If you want to, man, we can. I mean, I personally never covered it because it just, you know, it's not like the, you know, NFL draft. It's doing the off season, and with baseball, it just happens. And they, you know,
I mean, I don't know how y'all did it with the NFL draft, but I'd like to do something like with like the Rays, like go in depth. Like I don't know how who's the kid that keeps releasing his picks for MLB? Some expert, Jonathan Mango.
Yeah,
he keeps going in depth, and like he's talking about the Rays. Like right now, they're talking about a right-hander from Dominican already.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Rat Pack's gonna pick it up. I mean, I think it would be cool for these fans to hear. Like, y'all, I listened to it on the NFL draft on y'all.
Yeah, you know, the NFL draft is good, man. I mean, I'm all down for covering more drafts. I mean, people that really, really follow these sports, you know, enjoy it.
We had the NBA one and the NHL one coming up, so I'd like to see some coverage of that.
NBA draft. You know what? I'm pretty sure we can make that happen. I definitely can make the NBA happen, and we just have to, you know, with the NHL, if we find somebody that's in depth that we can have on there, because
I mean, the thing I'd like to see, and I don't know why you don't have this as your special guest, is David Andertuk. Get him on there, or Marty St. Louis, former Lightning guys.
It'd be nice. You know, I can definitely ask around and see about making that happen. I know a few contacts, so I'll reach out to some people.
Yeah.
Well, man.
But like here's the thing is I'm gonna finish off on this one about that fishing trip. That was just for you from Hubbard's Marina. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this clear. If you check out their website, HubbardsMarina.com, if you're coming from Florida, coming to Florida on your birthday, check out HubbardsMarina.com. They have a free fishing trip on your birthday.
Okay.
That's just for you. And contact Dylan Hubbard. And you can also do the link after the show.
All right. I'll do that, man. I'll do that. Go on a little fishing trip. I'll do that.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
I mean, I just did one with him this weekend.
Yeah, you reached out to me about that, man. I wasn't even in town, so I couldn't even be there.
Yep.
Well, man, as always, Gabriel, we appreciate you calling in and talking some baseball and giving some Rays talk. If you can, man, if anybody want to reach you on Twitter. Give out your Twitter handle to those listeners so they can reach you and, you know, ask you any questions there is on MLB.
It's Osceola. It's located Osceola.
All right. At Osceola, is that O-H-S-C-E-O-L-A?
E-O-L-A.
Okay.
No, okay. There's a big Osceola, which is the high school team which I played for, but the other one is me. And I have a picture of me and my buddy, teammate.
All right. I'll definitely.
I know you follow me, and that hat follows me.
Yeah, we got you.
Anybody on there, I'll take them. I'll answer any questions as possible.
All right, man. We appreciate that, and we'll catch you next week, brother.
Yep.
All right. That was Gabriel Bauman calling in to talk MLB and Rays and Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check out that fishing charter, man. Who wouldn't take a fishing charter? I mean,